You're listening to SBS News.
11-year-old Bella Lynham is one of 11,000 school-aged children living with type 1 diabetes. The Year 6 student says at times she's had to miss out on school activities because her insulin levels were either too high or too low.
Sometimes because, like, in previous years when I've been low, I had to stay in the classroom and... but my friends stayed with me.
But better management, technology and education at school means she now rarely misses out. Diabetes Australia's CEO, Professor Greg Johnson, says he hopes the program will make Bella's experience the norm with the rollout of a new national education program in all schools.
It'll be not only a web-based element that gives great new information to any parent, a family, to schools, principals, school staff, but also, and really importantly, the new thing here is providing individualised face-to-face support and training by health professionals and others in the school.
Diabetes Australia says 25% of parents said they had to visit school at least once a week to administer insulin. 53% of parents believe diabetes impacted their child's ability to fully participate at school, and 49% of parents said they believed staff would benefit from more education and training. The Victorian Principals Association CEO, Anne-Marie Kilman, says anything that can better equip teachers is welcomed.
The program will enable build the skills and the capacity of all staff that need to deal with a child or help a child and assist to get them to understand fully what's involved, but also then to be able to ensure that those children are always included in everything that happens in the school.
Part of the training will involve learning how to administer the insulin and monitor glucose levels. Bella's mother, Rachel Lynham, says the better informed teachers are, the better the school experience will be.
We'll now be able to support teachers and the leadership teams so that they can ensure that students are included, that they are healthy, and they understand how to look after them should an emergency arise.
The program is expected to be fully rolled out to all primary and secondary schools by June. Gloria Claish, SBS News.